Welcome to the Improvising Life podcast, where we explore how life can be more livable. This is Lori Crawford, your host, and this episode is so near and dear to my heart. We are going to be exploring the people in our lives that truly just make it brighter by existing, and this episode in particular is dedicated to the wonderful, dynamic, dedicated, and very dutiful Diana. So Diana has been experiencing a medical crisis for several months now, and thanks to being in really dedicated and well-skilled medical hands, so to speak, and really leaning into her faith and her community of faith, is making a recovery. And I saw on her social media page that one of her local friends was able to go visit and sort of asked if anyone knew of any inspirational podcasts that she could be listening to. And then I had a thought, well, wait, I have a podcast. And I find Diana to be such a wonderful, wonderful person. And what would be more inspirational than to sort of hype up Diana by sharing the way that she's impacted my life with all of you? And so I want to invite you all to, you know, as you're listening to this, think about someone who maybe is a Diana in your life and to celebrate them and celebrate that relationship. So it's so funny, you know, in this sort of day and age, how, you know, a lot of my adult friendships and people that I care about or think about or really enjoy engaging with are like online people, right? So even though Diana lives back home near my hometown, I actually didn't grow up knowing her, but through a mutual friend's Facebook post a few years ago, they're talking about Arby's and how it sucks. And Diana and I sort of left the same comment of like, yes, but have you had their mozzarella sticks? And in that moment, the stars aligned and a friendship was born through Arby's mozzarella sticks. But living 5 hours away and then, you know, like the pandemic happening, I haven't actually met Diana in person and we have not been able to eat any mozzarella sticks together. I don't even eat dairy now because of food allergies and baby's food allergies. But yet that's mutual love and appreciation for what is a perfectly gooey pool of cheese and just the right type of like cakey batter, not that crumbly, nasty, dry, you know, like cardboard, you know, like casing, right? We're talking about a proper golden, delicious, melty mozzarella stick, right? That shared joy could unite two people hours away who are just so lucky to be in the same orbit as each other and sort of cross paths, right? And so from this online friendship, you know, Diana is someone where every post or thing that she recirculated or shared out was so playfully, you know, like sort of that sweet spot between teasing out the vulnerability of being a human while also respecting like the person and the topic and not, you know, like wanting to undermine or underpin anyone. And just seeing that like true artistry was always a highlight of my day. And I would find myself looking at my Facebook sort of timeline or feed, whatever it's called on that app, but like looking at it just to see what she had posted. Cause like her kids are older than mine. So she was like up in the morning. So, you know, I knew by the time I woke up, there'd probably already be something on there. Right. And so, especially through the pandemic, you know, like there was just always this sense of play and community and like humanity, and just like willingness to be human that Diana so dutifully circulated around. Right. And so a few months ago when this medical crisis happened, you know, it was, I found out about the event about 30 minutes after I woke up because I was looking to see, oh, I wonder what Diana posted this morning. And then that's when I saw the news update, you know, that someone had tagged, and her family had tagged her in to give the update. And so since that moment several months ago, you know, I've noticed too that, you know, like that app feels less welcoming or less like of a home, so to speak, because of Diana's absence from it. And so, you know, and me sharing this out, you know, offering you all back this inquiry of whose absence in your day-to-day life would you notice if something like a message was no longer sent, or you didn't have, you know, the access to seeing them navigate their own life in a way, right? And you know, maybe just send a, hey, thank you, I appreciate the way that you blah, 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 you know, whatever it is to that person. And also, like, allow yourself really lean into and enjoy those moments when you do see those posts or you do engage with them. And, you know, it's okay to actually give the weight towards those, quote, internet friends, right? You know, it's never been 2023 before, so who gets to say what matters and what relationships matter and what exchanges and interactions are meaningful in your life except, you know, you being able to say that. And so, a week or two into, Diana's recovery process, you know, and so being hospitalized, I was really getting this pull, and Diana, if you're listening to this, you don't know this yet, but I was really just getting this pull to do some energy work to try to connect in, you know, sort of the spirit realm, and also at the same time wanted to be very mindful, of Diana's religious beliefs and not really knowing if something like this would be okay. And so I, you know, I thought, well, the least that I could do, because I'm feeling this pull in my heart, is to ask. And, you know, I couldn't, like, call her up and, like, physically ask. You know, that wasn't logistically a possibility. So just asking her spirit squad, and felt a very visceral yes. Like, heard an audible yes. Just really leaned into it. And I ended up having such a beautiful time. And what I really felt and could hear was, Diana, you really wanting to have someone reach out, like people, you wanted people to know that you could hear their thoughts and prayers, you could hear them physically around you, and that was breathing life into you, and that you just wanted more of that, right? It was like you wanted and needed this external life around your physical body and beingness in that moment to keep you grounded in your body to the best of that ability. And, you know, when it's the time to, I would love to share more of what came up one-to-one, you know, with you, because it was intimate and personal and beautiful. But I wanted to just share that sort of really high level glimpse with everyone else, because I felt safe and comfortable at least trying and reaching out to you energetically in that way because of the years of seeing you walk that beautiful line of play and fun and calling out taboo and being someone who does have a certain, you know, religious-based belief and set of practices, and also being able to have such a vivacious and vibrant personality and still being you, sort of like living life and navigating on that stage of your belief, right? Not being confined by it, but like, this is how I'm being sort of elevated and propped up in life. And so because of that, you know, and having seen you model how you really are here in the world to be uplifting those around you, it was so beautiful to hold space for you in that way that evening in that energy session. And so, you know, thinking about what could be inspirational and you know, I was like, oh, what might inspire Diana, you know, really just wanted to share with the whole world that you live life as an inspiration, and it's the things from, you know, like being, you know, very committed to candy corn, and, you know, that almost undid in some ways our connection through mozzarella sticks, because I do not like candy corn. But you know, but again, the way that you would intentionally like poke the internet, so to speak, of like, hey, let me ruffle just enough feathers for people to have something like fun and lighthearted to be fired up about, but like get to express their stances and beliefs on something that, you know, might seem to some people as like irrelevant or not important. And yet it was those very things where like community was being built. And you know, it was like the watering hole, right? It's like everyone was coming and playing. And so, you know, I want to just speak that part of life into you. It's that, you know, there's such a broad and far reaching community that, you know, if you're able and decide to be active on social media again, is going to be so smitten and overjoyed by your presence. So I guess the sort of inspirational bit that I'll leave you with is this permission slip, this curiosity of like, how can you welcome those moments into your day-to-day life? You know, I imagine that your reality right now looks very different than it did a year ago, and that there might be a lot of layers that you're navigating in that, and having to redefine what a new normal is for right now, while I imagine having this idea of a normal that you would strive and want to get to in the future, and like holding all of that nuance. And so like, in what ways can you poke, you know, the bee's nest, so to speak, and maybe like gift someone, you know, that doesn't like candy corn, a bag of candy corn, and see their reaction? Or, you know, order your favorite coffee drink in the morning, right? And then actually, you know, like, even if it's just to whoever's in the room around you, say, you know, what you would post as one of your funny, witty posts. And, you know, the ways that you are uplifting those around you, both through your ministry and also, you know, your wonderful, beautiful talent and skill and dedication as, you know, an esthetician, and really caring, helping people care for their bodies and feel really beautiful from the inside out. You know, all of those ways that you shared yourself with the world, there's moments in your day-to-day life that's still accessible in some way, and playing and finding out what those ways are. So perhaps there still feels like there's this way for you to be engaging with others and that's meaningful for you, but also this, can you be okay with the fact that now it's time for your community to take care of you, right? You've poured into all of us in so many different ways for so long. And so, you know, like asking yourself, what would you like to receive, and other people being able to show up and provide that for you? So while indirectly, you know, you might have asked for something to listen to or pass the time, this is my sort of love note and gift to you, and I hope that you're able to receive it. And so I'll leave us all on this note now. So as always, have a razzle-dazzle day, and if that's not accessible, you can put an F on front and have a frazzle-dazzle day.